Would you like to describe the other members of your little band?
Well, we got a Mexican. We have a fat Irish fellow who used to be a bartender and a carpenter. Plays tambourine, sings now. The Mexican. We call him Cunhao. Otherwise, that's translated loosely as brother-in-law. Cunhao plays the bass. He is marvelous. Let's see. Oh, and we keep changing personnel, though. You got to understand that our band is constantly in flux because most of them can't stand to play in the band. They really hate what they're doing. They hate to work for me, and they don't like their manager at all. So we keep firing people all the time. We fired a couple of guys last week, and we keep putting new ones in. And so constantly, the band keeps changing sounds because we never know. Excuse me, I'm about to burp, and I'm trying not to do it on the radio. The band keeps changing sounds, and we never really know what we're going to sound like because we don't know what kind of instruments are going to be playing. You see? That's why we have two drummers, in case one of them quits. You know, it really keeps you safe. But of course, the real reason is because one plays the regular drum set and the other one plays the timpani. He used to be Billy, the guy who plays the timpani. This is in all seriousness, folks. And Mike, this should really interest you because I know you're aesthetically oriented. That he used to play timpani for the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. And that was... I don't know whether it was under the baton of Zubin Mehta at that time or whoever it was, but Billy used to play the timpani down there, and we're really happy to have him with us. He also used to play drums for Skip Batten and the Batman. Well, wonderful, but we won't go into that. What do you want to know? That's not the rest of the guys in the band. Who else do we have? We have a Cherokee Indian who plays the other drums. And then we have this guy who appeared on the first night of our engagement wearing a beaded version of a doctor's hat, you know, with a reflector around his head and some luminous rags soaked in kerosene, which we ignited during the middle of the second set. He didn't appear tonight. That was our first teenage immolation right there on the stage of the Whiskey A Go-Go. Then we got in a lot of trouble with the fire marshal over that. But it's one of the most unusual things in this business. Most bands get busted for possession, and here we are getting busted for burning our piano player. But listen, when that hits Variety, perhaps then we'll be stars. Who knows? We're trying real hard, but it takes more than just trying hard to be a star. It takes a lot of phone calls and getting up early in the morning and a lot of greasing, a lot of interviews, a lot of lies, a lot of, you know, nonsense. That's what it is. It's baloney. It's really baloney, Mike. That's true.
What about, it looks like a new member that's in your band had a suit on, and it seems kind of a shock to see a member of the Mothers with a suit on.
Well, Mike... Pardon me, Mike.
Want a ride?
Folks out there might think I'm drinking something really terrible, but it's milk with ice cream in it. It's not bad at all. The man with the suit, his name is Del Casher. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, golly, he'll really be upset. No, he wants everybody to know that he's playing with a band. But he's an excellent guitarist, a graduate of the University of Pittsburgh, who has so much technique it would just stun your mind. He sounds like Les Paul and Mary Ford together, minus the tape recorder. He's really a monster, but unfortunately his taste in clothes is disgusting.